I was saddened last Friday evening to hear of the passing of Fred Junkin. For many years, the band director at Victoria High School and later also the supervisor of music within the Victoria Independent School District. He led the Victoria High School band for over 30 years. I had the good fortune of being in Mr. Junkin's band from 1964 through 1967, and I can say without a doubt that if not for that experience, I would never have become a professional musician. He had a powerful impact on literally thousands of students who came through the doors of the Victoria High School Band Hall, including KABB meteorologist Alex Garcia. Alex was 1 year behind me at Victoria High. In 2014, I arranged an interview and video session with Mr. Junkin and invited Alex to participate as well. In the course of the interview, I mentioned to Mr. Junkin that I would often hear from listeners to KPAC who knew of his reputation and career. In his typical low-key manner, Mr. Junkin was almost dismissive of the idea that his reputation had that sort of reach.
There are a lot more people who remember Fred Junkin.
Yes,
it's kind of surprising, but
you'd be surprised.
I don't know. When I was here, I just I kind of got behind the green doors and did my gig and didn't worry about it. I didn't spend much time in the teacher's lounge or anything like that. And
yeah.
It's amazing. There are a lot of teachers that taught at Victoria High that, you know, I just didn't know very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, coaches and others. You know, I was kind of interested to do my job, and I know one thing about it. I look forward to every day.
What was that?
I'd get up ready to go to work, and you know, never made much money.
Well,
that's what's important.
Did you really love it? Did you really love it inside in here? What you did?
I did. I mean, you know. And I don't know what it was, really. I enjoyed the kids, but I enjoyed the music, you know, getting to teach the music. And, you know, we did some stuff that I'm amazed we could do, you know, with the caliber of players we had, you know, or not really that strong, and yet we did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we didn't do it very well. I don't know. But
well, from this side, at least as I remember, as a student, I wanted nothing more than anything else to please you. I wanted to make sure that I reached the bar that you had set for me.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us were like that.
Mm-hmm.
You may have unknowingly set a bar way up here, and we did everything we could to reach that bar.
Well, I never thought about it, but the kids worked hard for the most part. And, you know, we had the Ragnots in there. It didn't work very hard.
There's always
and, a few. And they were in the second band and third band and stuff like that. And there was a place for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I wanted everybody, you know, that to take it, to enjoy it. And the marching band, we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
And my assistant, we're always in charge of that. Did you notice that?
I did. Notice the assistant was always in charge.
Part of a conversation with band director, music educator, legend, Fred Junkin. The other voice you heard was that of Alex Garcia, perhaps familiar to you for his work with KABB here in San Antonio. If you think my referring to Mr. Junkin as a legend is exaggeration, you should know that he was very active during his career with the Texas Music Educators Association and in 1993 was inducted into the Texas Bandmasters Association Hall of Fame. One characteristic of Fred Junkin's bands was mature musical phrasing. I hope it comes through for you in this short excerpt from Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy. Please pardon the dated vinyl sound of this recording from 1966.
Thank you.
Harkstow Grange from Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy. Fred Junkin led that performance by the Victoria High School Varsity Band in contest in 1966. Fred Junkin passed away last Friday, a few months shy of his 90th birthday. May he rest in peace. You're listening to Classics a la Carte on KPAC San Antonio and KTXI Ingram. I'm James Baker. Thanks for listening.